Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Hey, it's number 28, episode 28 of Leanne and Dave Daily.
Who'd have thought you'd still be listening to this? It's lovely to know that people are listening either again after they've heard it the first time.
Yeah.
Or they've missed it, they're having a sleep in, and they're listening to us at night.
Just so you know, if you're easily offended and you're a complainer, of which we know there's lots of this thing, don't listen to this podcast, because today incest was brought up at some point. It genuinely was.
If you're uncomfortable with incest or 50 Shades of something, turn it off.
Yeah.
Just make it stop now.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Leanne had is an epiphany the right word about how you're not going to bother losing weight for a hen do you've got to go on.
I've got a plan, and I think everyone should get on board with it. Maybe it can be all of our plans for this summer for our holidays.
All this is on the way, but like I say, if you're easily affected, just go and, I don't know, go and put another podcast on or something.
Don't start moaning to us.
We can't be bothered. And do you know, we can be honest. Can we be honest?
Yes, podcast.
But can we?
Go on.
If you complain, I'll just screw it up, put it in the bin. And then producer Mike will have to go through the bin and get it out.
That's a nightmare.
And then we have to decide whether to take it seriously or not.
Think of the trees. You know what I mean? Think of the trees.
Exactly. Think of the trees. Don't bother complaining. Episode 28 of Leanne and Dave Daily. Enjoy. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. So it's Tuesday, and how can we all feel so tired, so wrecked on a Tuesday? If it was Thursday, I'd take it. It's Tuesday. I'm really disappointed in myself.
Oh.
Although, I've livened up my whole life this morning.
Why?
Little tip for everyone.
Is it illegal?
It is. It's illegal. It's not mine, so I am confessing to using something of somebody else's. Mm. And we know what happens when you do that in our workplace.
Mm, God, especially if it's butter.
Apologies to whoever owns the lemon curd. Have you ever had lemon curd, Dave?
I can't say I have because I'm diabetic.
Well, I put a bit of lemon curd in my porridge this morning.
Oh, I thought lemon curd was a cake.
You can put it in a cake, you think.
Is lemon curd an ingredient?
It's like a jam. It's like a jar of jam upstairs, lemon curd. Stick it in your porridge. Wakes your whole face up.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't work with your face.
No, inside I'm wide awake.
Right.
On the outside I look like I'm in a coma.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Lemon curd is your tip for the day.
Well, that's as good as tips are going to get from
maybe
me.
Maybe we should start doing tips of the day.
Do you think
maybe
so?
This part of the show every day should be Leanne's tip of the day.
Yeah.
Today's tip is lemon curd. I want you to think of one for tomorrow.
I've got one already. Do you want another one? Do you want me to double up today as it's the first day?
No, because you'll forget it by tomorrow. When I want tomorrow. Don't do it.
You sure?
I don't want to hear it.
That's what I do, don't I? I go for it.
And then you'll ruin the feature tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mark will get jingles made. We'll spend hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of pounds. We'll spend a tenner on some production for it. And you won't do it tomorrow.
All right, I've got a good one for tomorrow.
All right.
Just say boiled water.
What?
No, just say that. That's all right. That's all right. A tip, and then I'll go. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm happy for you.
All right, yeah. I'm very excited. Lemon curd. I've lived 37 years without lemon curd.
Are we still talking about lemon curd?
It's all right.
Is this still happening?
I'm going to put it on toast. It's on toast.
Just let me know when you finish with lemon curd and I'll carry on with the show.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Not much else I can say about it. Other than I'd like to add it to a piece of toast. And I can imagine... I'm just saying, if you were into like rice pudding,
if it carries on, I will have to fade you off.
Or a cake, but
if this carries on,
I think cake is standard behaviour.
So. On the way, then, awesome tune. You finished?
Done.
Right. On the way, George Edwards to play for you, some Taylor Swift, and we're going to do the sort your head out part of the show. This is where you get to win tickets to go to the Odeon Liverpool One. Now, I've got some bad news about these tickets.
Come on.
You do get to go to the Odeon. I have looked at the Pick and Mix recently, and there is no lemon curd.
Oh, joking.
In the Pick and Mix.
Although, if you're on Slimming World, I imagine if you put it on a Rye Vita, it'd be like a quick alternative to a cake. You get that kick, that little, zing. A zing.
Okay.
It's a zing.
Please stop talking about lemon curd.
Zingy lemon curd.
If this carries on, then you'll just do the show in the studio.
Zingy porridge.
No, seriously, you're done.
Let's open a cafe.
No.
Zingy porridge.
You're done.
Woo!
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Thought it was going to be sunny today.
Yeah, it's supposed to be all week.
It's not though, is it?
Isn't it though?
Well, look out the window. You got eyeballs, isn't
it? It's going to be all right. It was all right coming in.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. I walked out the house without a coat on.
No, did I say it was warm, Leanne? Or did I say it wasn't sunny?
It's not sunny. Well,
it's rubbish outside.
It's lovely. It's going to be gorgeous.
Have you got sunglasses on today? Yeah, I can't even see the whirl. That's how bad it is today.
That's your eyes.
Is it my
eyes? Give it time. Everyone's still asleep. There's only a few of us awake.
I think it's going to be a rubbish one today. I'm sorry about that. That's what I say. And that's what the metaphorical office say as well.
Do they, yeah?
Yeah.
But what do they know?
You stick with what you know, Leanne.
Well, I know. My dad told me.
With your glasses on. They've obviously got something drawn on the inside.
Positive thinking.
Oh, You're never having lemon curd again. So it's 6:15 right now. We're going to do Sort Your Head Out. This is the part of the show where you get to go to the Odeon Liverpool One when you answer the question. It's Leanne's question today. Have you got it in front of you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, okay. It's dead easy. Take a guess at this. 40% of men wish their wife would do this, but they don't have the guts to ask.
Oh, dear.
Careful. Everyone, hold your horses. Dear. Remember, sometimes the children are awake nice and early. It's not just an adult-only show.
Let's just cut to the chase. I'm going to put it all under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sexual?
It isn't, no.
I thought you were about to say
it is. I don't know. Because I think people might pay to see it. Because people will pay to see all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Won't they? Men are weird like that. 40% of men wish their wife would do this, but they don't have the guts to ask.
Go topless on the beach.
Oh, no. Do you want your Catherine to go topless on the beach?
No, I don't mind. She's got great bangers.
She has.
If anyone wants to see them, then I'll go, yeah, well, then mind them.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's a good way of looking at it, yeah? Quick about it, Dave.
We're on the radio till 10.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Phones are ringing, people are wanting to play.
We've got 3 hours and...
We're inviting people in now.
42 minutes. Ask me the question again.
40% of men wish their wife would do this. They don't have the guts to ask.
Oh,
there's our dog. We've got Lionel.
We've got Lionel in the studio today. That's producer Mike's
dog. No one's supposed to know about you, Lionel.
Oi! Someone's walking past the studio.
Imagine.
Lionel, we're trying to do a show, lad. Be like Daisy, yeah? Shut your face.
Imagine I could do a really good dog impression, and this is all a hoax, and it was me.
40% of people.
Oh, Dave, just say something.
Leave me alone, I'm thinking, because I'm only allowed 3 guesses. That was one of Leanne's rules she made up at the top of Red a few months ago.
You've had one?
I know I have.
Go for it. Two things. What would you like to ask your wife? What are you too scared to?
They're all sexual.
No, it's not. That's the glue. It's not sexual right. In any way.
What can she? Would she? I don't know. All of them are sexual.
We'll take a guess on the phone. 0151 472 0967. Think of something maybe they could do in your home that you just haven't got the guts to ask. 40% of men.
Move the furniture around.
Wish their wife would do this.
That's the second guess.
Don't want to ask.
Move the furniture around.
Wrong.
Is it? No, they're all sexual. 0151 472 0967. We'll get you on next.
40% of men wish their wife would do this.
I'm sort of vetting the answers.
Okay, yeah.
Off the text and the Twitter. They're all rude.
I know. What's wrong with people at this time?
I can get this one out, though. I can probably get this one through, because it ends up being rude. But
Try me. Go on.
Hello to Matt, who's listening to us in the taxi right now. Is it give them a massage?
Oh, 40% of men wish their wife would do this, give them a massage, but they don't ask. No, wrong.
He's actually using another word before the word massage.
Oh, no.
He's topless. Ugh. But I didn't want to say that.
No, I'm glad that you didn't.
No, I've got a one that's not rude.
Go on.
It's come through from a lady, obviously.
Yeah.
Cook for them.
Cook more often,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it's from Helena, who's listening to Cosby.
No.
Okay, just the question once more time.
Okay, 40% of men wish their wife would do this, but they don't have the guts to ask.
Okay, phones are ringing. I know what we're letting ourselves in for it.
Be good.
Okay, Radio City, who's that?
John.
John, is yours a sexual one? Because it's hard to do this. Really hard. grow up, John. What's your answer?
Pole dancing.
40% of men wish their wife would do this, but they just don't have the guts to
ask.
That's
a great answer.
Is it? Start pole dancing on a pole that maybe you could erect in your living room.
Grow up.
Is it correct?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, that's a good answer, though.
No, it's much more standard than that. It's something.
Is it?
I don't even know why they wouldn't have the guts to ask. My husband asks me all the time. I don't do it, but he asks me all the time. But he does.
That's what you're saying.
No, it's true.
Listen, this has
true
gone down
story.
The road that we don't need to go down, John. Yeah. There's kids listening, all right? So
take care. Have a good day.
Bye, John. Bye.
I'm not going to take any more calls because give us the answer, because it's on a road now, and all the tweets and texts that have come through, it's on a road that we don't want to be on this
time
of morning.
Disgusting. I'm disgusted in you all. 40% of men wish their wife will clean the hair out of the shower drain, but they just don't have the courage to ask them.
Right, okay, great answer, well done. Let's move back to a conversation about 10 minutes ago, where you said it could be seen as sexual. Cleaning the hair out of the shower plug is sexual in the Campbell Power
There's
household, is it?
There's a website for it.
Oh,
I'm not,
I don't want
I'm
it.
Not on
and,
it.
And do you know what
There's
as
a
well?
Website
and do you know
for
what?
It.
I'm defriending Jay, because that is weird.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Leanne and Dave on for a Tuesday morning. It's going to be sunny at some points today. It looks horrible right now. Highs of 15. It's also, 30 days until the World Cup starts, but you can't wait, can you?
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah. I haven't been feeling well the last couple of weeks, and we've all been having a laugh and a joke at the fact that I've had to start admitting that I do have mild asthma.
You've got asthma, yeah.
So when you get like a little cold or whatever, it goes to your chest and, yeah, and you don't feel great. So I've been feeling a bit lousy. Anyway, I went back to the doctor's yesterday because I finished all me meds, yeah, and I still felt rubbish. I had this weird cough, and you know when you cough and then it like stops your breathing, you go, I was making this horrible noise when I cough, like, couldn't get my breath. So went back to the doctor, said, look, the tablets haven't worked, the inhalers aren't working, what's going on? So I've got a new diagnosis. Oh. Da, 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 da. And Dave, I'm challenging you to tell me what I've been diagnosed with. And the
hypochondria.
Clue. No, the clue.
Asthma.
No, it's not asthma. They say I've got mild asthma.
It is asthma. You've got asthma. Just admit you've got asthma, will you?
No, it's something else, an actual diagnosis. And it's the name of something.
You've got asthma.
That everyone knows that I love. So when the doctor told me I had this, I started laughing. I was like, what?
Rabbit. You're not rabbit.
I'm allergic to rabbits.
Oh, I didn't mean a live one.
No. No, it's something else. What else? Because it's in the title of what the doctor said I've got.
Kinder egg.
I love Kinder eggs. It's not that. No. One more guess.
Why do you keep putting limits on everything?
Because you'll go on for days otherwise. I think it's something. Something I always got. Maybe I'll look at it on the internet sometimes. Maybe I favour it when it comes to clothing. What do I love, Dave?
Shoes.
Trackies.
Grey trackies.
I've got trackieitis. Now, for someone who often just tweets a picture of a lad in the grey trackie and is like, oh, I love a trackie, I do love a trackie. I've got trackieitis.
And what's trackieitis, mate? What does it mean?
Oh, I don't know. Stop listening. Some zoomy windpipe.
So is it asthma related?
No. Possibly. No. I haven't got asthma.
Why?
I've got tracheitis.
I love what you're happy about having tracheitis.
It's an actual thing. What? I couldn't wait to get off the phone with my mate. Hey, Kate, I've got tracheitis. She went, oh, we love grey trackies, don't we? She said, oh, yeah.
You know how, you know, it's difficult for people to say when they've got something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to support them.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What? How do you want me to support you?
About my tracheitis?
No, forget that. To admit that you've got asthma.
I haven't got asthma.
But you have, though. And who told you had tracheitis? Was it the asthma doctor?
No, it was an actual doctor.
But who did you see before that?
My asthma doctor last week.
But you haven't got asthma, though, have you?
No.
Even when you went to see the asthma doctor?
No.
You haven't got asthma?
Honestly, I tell you if I did.
No, I know you have. So what do we need to do to make you believe that you have? What do we need to do? As a team,
yeah,
what do we need to do to make you believe you've got asthma?
I don't know. If there was like a place you could go, like Asthma World. Do you mean... We'll take you to Asthma World, where asthma's fun.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
So it's sad times if you're. Do you know? I probably should change the music. Actually, it's sad times if you are a fan of the 1830s holiday, isn't it? It's very sad times.
It's coming to an end. 1830s, there'll be no more, as Thomas Cook have binned off 1830s.
No.
It's a good thought if, like me, you've got, you know, two little ones who are growing up in a world where you won't have to worry that they're going to come knocking on your door saying, Mom, I've just booked an 1830s, because you've been and you know exactly what it's like.
We would like to know this morning, let's reminisce, not about the good times, because, you know, there was a few of them.
Yeah.
The messy bad times of an 1830s holiday. Because if you don't know what an 1830s is, basically it's a car crash on holiday. That's what it is.
Well, it is. It's fun, apparently. You know, there's drinking games, there's lots of copping off, lots of photographs were leaked, remember, to the papers years ago,
yeah,
where the reps were getting involved in more fun than they should have been involved in. And it was almost like a bit of a free-for-all. So apparently now the young ones are looking for an Instagram lifestyle, Dave. It's not what they call a holiday. They want to go and glam it up with a cocktail on a fancy beach.
There's a name for it. What's it
and
called?
And brag about. I don't know.
Is it an ego holiday or something?
An ego. That's what they're calling them,
an ego holiday.
Yeah, apparently they're looking for ego holidays, and the 18 to 30 just doesn't cut it. But back in the day, when that's all that was up for grabs for £199 for 2 weeks, did you go? Were you scarred for life?
Well, don't forget, Leanne, for that £199, you got a room that was worth £9 and 190 quid's worth of beer, right?
Hey.
So get involved now. I wonder about your 18 to 30s nightmares. What was the worst thing that happened to you, one of these? Because they're bound to be side-splitting. Hey, it's Sam. You okay, lovely?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks,
are
you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for asking. So are you a bit upset the fact that these 18 to 30s holidays are going? Or have you had an absolute nightmare on one of them?
I've had an absolute nightmare on one of them.
Okay.
Where were you and who were you with?
I was in Magaluf for my best friend, Hendu, last June.
That sounds like 1830s dream, that. Magaluf, Hendu. So go on, what happened then? Tell us your 1830s nightmare.
It was the second night out and we all had a few drinks. The next morning I woke up and the room stunk because my friend had gone in that much of a state. The room stunk of wee and vomit, and she'd ate a full-on roasted chicken the night before, so there was a chicken carcass sitting on the floor.
It's like a scene from Gremlins. Do you remember when you used to let them eat after 12 o'clock?
So I opened the patio doors and all the windows, and I thought, there's no water, right, I'll go and get some water for us.
Yeah.
So as I was taking the card key out of the little slot that it
stays in. Yeah, I know, you mean no power thing, lights,
yeah. Middle finger got trapped between this big wooden fire door and the frame.
What?
And then next minute, I looked down and it was just flooding with blood. So
this is like something from The Hangover film. So there's the carcass, there's sick, there's wee, there's blood.
So all I remember from the situation was my friend Stacey turned around to her mum and said, "Mum, is this a real situation? Do I need to sober up?"
So,
and her mum saying, "Yes, go and get her sorted." So Stacey had to take me back to my bedroom, put me underwear and dress me on. And then we end up in a medical centre in the middle of Magaluf. €150 later, I've got like 7 stitches, no nail, and all I can describe, my finger looks like a tampon.
So we're going to ask you one last time, would you ever go back on an 1830s holiday?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, of course you were. There you go.
This is Leanne and Dave, Daily, the podcast.
It's going to be a sunny one today, breezy, highs of 15, although it looks... Well, I can't even see the Wirral right now.
No, it's going to be lovely, though.
But is it, though?
Across the week, it's going to be nice.
It?
Yeah.
Just because your dad told you that, it doesn't mean it's true.
It's going to be decent, according to Jimmy Campbell.
Jimmy don't know.
No, he does, you know. He's good with the weather.
But he's not, though, is he?
No, he is, honestly. No. He told me it was going to rain at 2 o'clock the other day. Right. And I was the only one in the playground out of all the mums who didn't have a washout on the line.
Right, okay.
So I'm just putting it out there. Jimmy Campbell said it's going to be decent.
All right.
Not sunny, decent.
Right, okay. Now, listen up. We've got your chance to go to the Adventure Dock, which is basically the massive inflatable... Remember, it's a knockout?
Yeah.
It's like that on the water.
Okay.
And if it is going to be decent, in the words of Jimmy Campbell, then it's a great time to go on the Adventure Dock in Albert Dock.
We'd love to send you for free. So if you want a family pass to go on this whenever you like, then get in touch right now. You can call us and play along with our Sing Starlet. Tell us what our little one is singing.
That is Gerard. What's the song? It's only on day two. So anything goes. Leanne thought it was...
No,
you didn't say that. You hummed it.
Oh, sorry.
Remember, you can't remember what the boss said.
Give any clues.
I don't think that was the right answer. Did anyone say that?
No, but I think it was. Was it the wrong answer? Did someone say it? I don't know. I'm more confused.
I think someone's like scared. Is because the boss makes you do.
Nervous.
Well, this is the song. Was it One Kiss that you said?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think it is that.
I'm still dwelling. What kind of world is it when you can't play along with your own game?
I know. What sort of world do you live in where you give clues when you get told off?
It's madness, isn't it?
It is, isn't
it? Trying to help.
But genuinely, she proper got told off for giving clues away.
Yeah.
Proper told off.
I'm just trying to help.
She's just like shivering in the corner.
And I don't know the answer.
Rocking back and forth.
Yeah, because apparently if I give my clue out and someone doesn't get it right, they can complain and say that I told... I don't know the answer. I'm just playing with you. Please don't complain.
This is the clip.
I'll
play it a couple of times.
0151
4720 967. Get yourself off to the Adventure Dock in Albert Dock. Once more.
When I grow up,
I
want to
be famous. I
want
to be a star on Radio City.
Radio City, who's that?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
What's your name?
Connor.
Connor, how old are you?
10.
Brilliant, hang on there. Have you noticed, Leanne?
Yeah.
How many kids are calling these days? We never used to get many kids. And I think I think you find that the reason the little ones are ringing is because Uncle Dave is here, and they feel quite safe, and they feel like I'm on their level with my kid voice.
I think you've created the whole of that scenario, but I'm going to agree with it just for a peaceful life.
And Connor, well, how are you today? Are you having a good day?
Yeah.
Yes. And what school do you go to?
Green Park.
Oh, is it your favourite place in the whole of the world? Or is that your nan's house?
My
nan's house. Oh, of course it is.
The responsibility of this kid's voice thing lands with the children. So I think it's down to the kids. We get the adults tweeting, especially me.
It's not about the adults, though, is it?
Make him stop, Leanne.
It's
make
not
him
about
stop.
The adults.
Can't make him stop.
Even my wife says that.
The children need to make him stop. So it's up for the kids to say, Dave, Uncle Dave, speak to me like a proper human being, please.
Connor, what do you think the answer is? He ignored you. I didn't even speak to you. What do you think the answer is, Connor?
Katy Perry Raw.
Is it Katy Perry and what?
Ah, you're so stupid!
Oh, Connor, it is the wrong answer, but thank you for listening!
Bye!
Bye! Oh, bye, Leanne, Connor. They love it! Honestly, well, just accept it.
Can't even tell you how it makes me feel.
Next
makes you want to cry.
Is Dan. Hi, Dan, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, all praise right. The Lord, Dan. Praise the Lord. Honestly, I'm on the edge. What are you doing with your day to day, Dan?
I'm just on my way into work. I'm just pulled over on the Lancs at the minute.
Would you have a go on this Adventure Dock inflatable assault course thing?
Oh, yeah, I love all that.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, fingers crossed you win then. What's the answer?
I thought it sounded like I Need a Dollar by Isla Black.
Isla Black?
Is it that?
Is that what Jared's singing?
You smell and you're wrong.
Oh, sorry. Apologies.
No, cheers, guys.
See you, mate. Bye, Dan. Next up is James. Hiya, James. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh. I don't know, Leanne. How old are you, mate?
12.
Oh, that's a cuss. He's not a teenager.
What are you going to do with that, Dave?
I don't want to do the youth thing because he's still really a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do the kid thing because he's not really a kid.
Because he doesn't think he's a kid because he's 12. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the kid voice with youth terms.
Okay.
Hello, James. How are you, fam?
I'm Sam.
Sam? Okay, blood clot. Let's try and make you a winner on the Sing Starlet. Aye?
I think it's One Kiss by Calvin Harris and
Dua Lipa.
Good guess.
I've already had that. We have already had that one, blood. But thank you for listening anyway. Have a great day, fam.
Okay.
Bye. See ya. Bye. Yeah. I've just ripped the face off that and rubbed my nose in it.
This is what happens.
I can't control my calls.
Children, like I'm calling upon you to make this stop. Cool. You have the power. When you call up tomorrow, kids, you make sure you tell Uncle Dave to stop with the kid's voice. For the sake of us all, tell him to stop.
The little kid's voice with the youth speak. I am the coolest guy you know. This is the clip. It returns tomorrow with your chance to go to the Adventure Dock blow up airfield thing.
We done?
Yeah.
Leanne and Dave Daly, Radio City.
If you listen to the show often, you'll probably hear me say more than once, I'm starting today, I'm starting a diet, I'm healthy eating.
No, you're not.
It's all going to be good.
You're not, though.
No, we know.
How many Kinder Eggs have you had this week? And it's only Tuesday.
I can't stop it. Do you know when I keep getting those pound bars of chocolate? Literally, I'd be good all day and it gets to the night and then I'm like, oh, I'm starving. And I treat myself. And I know it's not right and it's not good, but you know what?
There's no point in dieting for you.
It's life. I'm 37. Do you know what I mean? I've got to realise now, you know, dieting doesn't work for me. It makes me feel sad.
Good.
So
I'm happy for you because you finally realised.
Well, I've been trying to lose weight. I've been trying to just lose a couple of pounds because I'm off on a hen-do. And I'm going on a hen-do with a load of younger girls. They're all dead trendy and, you know, blah, blah. And then there's me. It's me mate's younger sister. Mm. So there's me and me mates and you know, and the younger sister and their mates. So we've been like, we need to get thin, we need to up our game because these are all like young and cool.
Yeah.
So I'm losing the battle, I've lost the battle.
You have massive battles lost the battle, finished. Yeah. It's game over. Yeah.
So I've come up with a plan,
right.
And I'm going to test this out so you can just see what you think of this, of ways that I can not diet but still feel like I'm looking great with the young crowd.
You're going to give them food poisoning so they don't go?
No, not yet. Not as drastic as that. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and get myself a really.
Are you? I need to get this right. Are you asking me an opinion, or are you telling me what you're doing, or are you putting out to the wider public?
Everyone now.
So I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah. I think so. But don't ruin it.
Philly Boots Campbell.
I've been thinking about this since last night. I was lying in bed last night thinking, do you know what? I'm not going to lose weight. So
just to come up, she's been thinking about this for at least 8 hours. All right.
And
seven of them, she was asleep. But go on. Go on.
One, I'm going to go for a really dark spray tan.
What's that do?
I reckon it's going to make me look thinner. I think if I put loads of either false tan or I go and get it professionally done, so it's really dark.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. Doesn't she look well? You know.
All right.
Invest in a proper nice cosy with like glitter on.
Yeah.
Or something distracting.
And what's that going to do?
It's just going to take the eyes away from me bum, isn't it?
Right.
It's going to be like, oh, look at Leanne's glitter rather than look at Leanne's bum.
Yeah.
A big chunky necklace for the pool parties.
What's that going to do?
Again, it's just like a diversion tactic.
I don't know.
It's just to get people off the fact that, oh, look, we've all lost weight. She hasn't. Because I'm in a WhatsApp group.
Right.
And we've been in it for a good year now, building up to this hen party.
Yeah.
And we're like 80 days away from the hen party.
Yeah.
And every single person's lost weight on it. And every single Tuesday, it's £2 I've lost today. And here's a picture of me at Spin. And I'm the only person just sitting. Every now and again, I'll just go,
So basically, we're sending pictures of them at Spin and them doing a slimming world. And so what you're going to do is send a picture of you in the shop with your pearl necklace. I'm nailing it, girls! I'm nailing it!
Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast. Radio City. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Fly from Liverpool to Alicante, Mallorca, Malaga, Milan and Rome.
All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. Let's go to the phone and see who's playing today. It should be Michael. Hiya, Mike. How you doing, mate? You good?
Hi, Dave. How are we?
Yeah, we're feeling confident. Are you feeling confident, though? That's the big question.
As I'll ever be, I think.
Oh. Well, how well have you done in the past? You ever got a 10 before?
I have a couple of times, but averaged about 7 recently.
No. You've got 2 10s, mate. You've got 2 10s. This is
okay.
It. Today's your day.
Michael, what do you want to do with £1,000?
It'll be paying bills, I think.
It's not very exciting, is it?
It's not, is it?
I know.
You might change your mind if you get your hands on it.
Yeah. I might get a bit excited if I get my hands on it, but you never know.
What do you do for a living and where are you?
I'm a teacher and I'm just parked up in a car park on the way to work.
Are you one of those teachers that won't let us ask where you work in case you don't do very well and the kids sort of laugh at you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down with that.
Fair enough.
Did you hear the answer to question number one?
I did, yeah.
Okay. 9 questions now. 60 seconds, win a grand. Michael, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck, pal. Go!
What Liverpool set Willie Russell musical brother. Is Four of a Kind or Full House the better poker hand?
Full House.
What first name shared by actors McAvoy, Marsden and Spader?
James.
Radioactive and R.I.P. were hits for which singer who's in Manchester tomorrow?
Rita Ora.
What letter is the Roman numeral for 10?
X.
What X Factor category has never changed?
Groups.
Adam Sandler voices which vampire in Hotel Transylvania?
Oh, pass.
What novelist sisters were called Charlotte, Emily and Anne?
Pass.
Complete Cascada's number one, Evacuate the...
Dance Floor.
Ted and Ralph was a spin-off from the Fast Show. True or false?
False.
Adam Sandler voices which vampire in Hotel Transylvania?
Dracula.
What novelist sisters were called Charlotte, Emily and Anne?
I don't know.
Mate, you nearly answered all 10 there. Obviously, you know you've not got your 10 out of 10 because you passed on that one. But unfortunately, you did get 2 wrong as well. It's a 7 out of 10, mate.
Oh, never mind.
Not a bad effort, though. Let's look at the ones.
He did say that. He did predict a 7.
Number 2, is Four of a Kind or Full House the better poker hand? Apparently, it's Four of a Kind. You said Full House.
Yeah.
What letter? No, that's just a cross because it is X. You got the one right. What novelist sisters were called Charlotte, Emily, and Anne? It was the Bronte sisters.
See, what teacher doesn't read, but I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, it's good to we didn't say where you were, didn't it?
Yeah.
Ted and Ralph was a spin off from the Fast Show, true or false? It was true.
Oh, well.
So there you go, mate. Thanks for listening,
mate.
And have a good day.
Cool. Cheers, thank you very much, guys.
It plays again tomorrow at 8:10, or listen to it again on Scott's show.
Yeah.
Now, Scott's on from 3 this afternoon, and he replays our bits because he's got one of his own bits.
Yeah, he does. It's good. It's good to listen back to. So if you maybe you're thinking, oh, did I get that right? Or what was the answer to that one? He's got all that and probably other bits of the show that he plays out so he can have a wee and maybe run to the Mackies.
Because he ain't got any content then, has he? Scott Hughes back from 3. Leanne and Dave, the podcast. 30 days to the World Cup. Are you excited?
Oh, can't wait. I'm getting really excited. Just deciding what I'm going to do to celebrate and support all the teams in the world.
Or England. Football.
Or England. That's what you do with the World Cup, obviously, don't you?
Yeah, rather. Mm-hmm. I mean, who are you going with this year? Who do you think is going to win? Netherlands? Italy?
I would go for Spain.
Spain? All right, I thought you were going to say Netherlands or Italy because neither of those are in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going with Spain?
I'm going to go with Spain, yeah. Right. Spain are good football. When is the World Cup going to be this time?
Your garden.
Lovely. So oh, well, brilliant. I get the ailing.
It's in Russia.
Oh, no, well, then Spain mightn't because not used to the cold. It's like when Rocky goes to train in Russia.
Stop talking now.
You know what I mean? The weather can really...
We know where your line is.
For you or
listen,
against you.
Earlier on, we were chatting about 1830s holidays. Oh, they've only gone a bit... Let's change the music again. They've only gone and been, didn't they? They're not doing 1830s anymore.
Yeah, apparently it's a sad day for some, not for others, who are looking back at their 1830s holidays over the years, and they've been left, let's say, emotionally scarred, some physically scarred.
back to the phones then. Dawn, how are you this morning? You're right.
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. So, have you been on 1830s holiday then?
Yeah, I've been on quite a few of them, actually.
Oh, hello. She's got some stories, I bet.
This is going to be good. Okay, who were you with? Where did you go? What happened?
We went to Crete in Malia, and I was with two friends. We all had nicknames. I was 27 because of my age at the time.
Mm-hmm. But just so you know, that's a rubbish nickname.
That is. Yeah, I was probably one of the oldest there, actually, on the whole holiday.
Okay.
Then there was Scylla and Beau, as in Beau Derek, because she was gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay, so Scylla, 27, and Beau.
Yeah.
I've all gone to Crete.
Malia.
And what happened?
It was probably on about the third or fourth night. We'd been out drinking. I was, I'd say, rather drunk, so they just took me back to the hotel room, put me in bed.
Standard.
Yeah. So silly me, lit a ciggy. I was probably didn't even know I'd lit a ciggy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Fell asleep and dropped the ciggy onto the pillow. The girls had just gone back down to the bar and they were drinking with a group of lads.
No.
They were just about to go back out and the key wasn't there.
No.
So panics. So they run up to see if they'd left it in the door. God knows how long later this was after I dropped the ciggy on the pillow.
Yeah.
Ran up there. They come back up to the room. The key wasn't in the door. So they ran back down saying, the key's not there, but we can smell smoke. So the lads give the keys back. So basically, they come into the room. I was asleep on the bed and basically had set fire nearly to the whole room and just full of black smoke.
So, a couple of things then. So, obviously, you were all right, so we can laugh, because you're all fine.
Yeah, I'm here. Another, 27 years later.
No people were injured. Yeah. Everyone was fine. It was contained, and it was all put out.
Oh, well, you asked a good question. Did you get charged for it?
No. And you know what? I don't even know whether they knew, because I'd washed all the clothes. We had the doors open for... No, nothing happened, and I don't know why nothing ever come of it. Yeah. But I actually posted the picture of on the Facebook page. No, sorry, in the messenger of the burn pillow, because I've still got the picture. Lots of other things happened, but they were the best holidays, and I'm quite sad.
Well, there you go. Lots of things happens, Leanne, but the best holidays when you set fire to your hotel room.
Oh,
exactly. 1830s. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, yourself.
Yeah, good, thank you. Are you sad that 1830s holidays are going to be ending?
I just can't believe it. It's like an end of an era.
It really is. When you think of 18 to 30s, does it fill you with joy or a little bit of fear?
A little bit of regret and yes.
Well, go on. I can't wait to hear this story now. So come on, fill us in. What happened to you on your 1830s?
It was a brilliant holiday. And as you do, you're with all your mates and I met this gorgeous fella.
Mm-hmm.
Real connection between us. Just clicked straight away. Ended up having a bit of a snog, and for the last 4 days we were inseparable, absolutely inseparable.
Okay.
Get home, add all the pictures on Facebook, absolutely brilliant. And then next thing, my dad's side of the family all start commenting on these pictures, but not to me, to the boy.
Right. Did they know him?
Well, I just thought, oh, that's a bit strange. Then one of my cousins messaged me. I said, oh, wasn't it great that you met? I'm going to say, are John on holiday?
Okay.
I was like, what do you mean? Ah, John, how do you know him? She went, oh, we're related.
So So he's related to your cousin, which makes him related to you.
To me, yes. Oh, my God. It was from his dad's side of the family. Oh, I didn't realise it.
Hang on. Let's go back to the start of the call. When you said you had a snog, did you have more than a snog?
In my mind, it's just a snog, Dave, and that's all we're going for.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just go there.
I feel a little bit sick right now, Jessica.
Yes.
Let's just stop this call, because I'm pretty sure that the police can get involved.
I'm not coming at 18 to 30. It's totally acceptable anyway.
Is it?
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
I don't know mm-hmm. where we go after Jessica's call. Today is a dark show. I don't know where to go from this point.
How low can we go? Let's go as low as we can.
I don't think we can get any lower. However, producer Mike says we should go to the next person because they'll bring a different element
to
the show with their knowledge.
Okay, so we're not giving up on how low we can go with 18 to 30.
No, I think we should give up. I think this is a different slant.
Okay.
When you hear what the guy's done.
Dress it up.
Mike is there now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi there. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. We've been told by producer Mike, who just spoke to the radio, you've written a book about 1830s.
Yes.
That's one book.
It's from way back in the 80s. I was in 1830s at the start as I went with him. And I was just actually glancing through the book to see what story I could tell you live on air. Yeah. And 95% of them can't go on air.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, mate.
Give us your tamest, okay?
I was explaining to him, and I actually think it's my fault that Thomas Cook are cancelling the holidays. They must have read the book. But I found myself in scrapes every day. I mean, it was just a big adventure. And I was telling Mike that when I went to the airport to pick people up, you just didn't know what you were getting. And once I had these two guys, weightlifters, steroided up to the eyeballs, 6'4". And as I'm driving back to the hotel on the bus, I'm remembering the beds are about 2 foot wide.
Yeah.
So I booked them in at the reception and I ran away and left them there. And 5 minutes later, when I went back, the receptionist said, "You need to go and see these guys. They're going mental. They're the top floor of the high-rise flat on the hotel, you know." So I was marching in, and a friend on either side of me staring at me going, "We don't like our room, you're going to tear my head off." And I said, "What do you mean you don't like your room? You're here for a fortnight, it'll grow on you. What are you going to do about it?" I said, "Well, you shouldn't be so tight, you should go and get a big executive holiday." The next thing, they're picking me up by the ankles, and I've got a leg each, and they're hanging me over the balcony upside down in the hotel. And then I'm looking at the floor and thinking, maybe not a good time to ask them why you've got such strong wrists.
I'm not sure that any other rep on any other sort of holiday risks being dangled off the top of a high-story building because the beds are too small. Hey, 1830s, 1830s.
You can't go without telling us the name of this book because I, for one, want to get my hands on it.
It's actually called 50 Shades of Sunburn. I've had some great reviews on it. I'm so much so that I'm actually working on a sequel called 50 Shades After Sun.
Brilliant. Yes, brilliant.
Well, obviously I had to change my name because my mum will kill me if she doesn't.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
Hey, this is me and her just on the podcast. Now, this wasn't on the radio. Was it just us that thought he said the name of the book was something different?
50 Shades of Sunburn.
It does sound like 50 Shades of Fun Bum.
It sounds like his book was called 50 Shades of Fun Bum.
Fun.
Which, to be fair, if it was a Club 830s, you'd be like, "Oh, yeah, mate." No, none of us blinked when he said it.
I was like, "Oh, should we have put that on the radio? Can we talk about that?
It was 50 Shades of Sunburn.
It's just the accent.
Yeah,
don't sweat it. If you are looking for it, it's called 50 Shades of Sunburn.
How much did you say it was?
$11.99.
Bloke's making a fortune.
Not many left on Amazon, I've just looked.
That's because everyone thinks it's called Bum Bum.
Bum Fun.
Let's continue. It's the podcast. There's not much left of it now, is there? I think there's only a breakfast song to do in there. Enjoy.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
8.52, so I'm running a little bit late.
You were?
But here come your mentions in the form of a rhyme. It's a breakfast song for Tuesday. You ready?
I think I am.
Go!
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Greg's leaving. So good luck in your flat, says your Amy. Steps the feeling though in a dressing gown.
For anyone who's listening down south, when she says leaving his dingle, that's a place in Liverpool. It's It's not anything else.
Happy
anniversary to Madeline Fletcher, 3 years married from your husband, who didn't mention his name, which is a little bit concerning. Morning to Richie Hughes on his way to work at Vauxhall on the Wirral. Thanks for listening, mate. Hiya to Paul listening in the car on the way home from his last overnight shift. And hello and good luck to Becky and Tom, who are on day two of their sats today. That's from Mum, Dad, Donna and Paul. And good luck to everyone else who's doing their sats, because I know it's a bit of a stressful time.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Christy's loving life in a car, because she passed her test last month the first time. So she's driving to Lidso to run.
Well done, everybody. Happy days.
Podcast.